And now, smile a while with Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. We all know couples like lovable, impractical Lorenzo Jones and his devoted wife, Belle. Lorenzo's inventions have made him a character to the town, but not to Belle, who loves him. Their struggle for security is anybody's story, but somehow with Lorenzo, it has more smiles than tears. Here's important advice for every woman whose skin, because of carelessness or neglect, is not as fresh and glowing as it should be. I want to tell you about a remarkable method of daily skin care that may easily make your complexion lovelier to look at than you thought possible. This way is based on two unique creams, Philips Milk of Magnesia Cleansing Cream and Philips Milk of Magnesia Skin Cream, the only beauty creams made from genuine Philips Milk of Magnesia. And what these creams may do for you is remarkable to see, for the cleansing cream liquefies instantly, lifts up surface dirt and stale makeup, and leaves your skin wonderfully fresh and clean, while the skin cream, neutralizes any excess fatty acid accumulations in the external pore opening, leaving the skin wonderfully soft and smooth. So try Philips Milk of Magnesia Cleansing Cream and Philips Milk of Magnesia Skin Cream today. Get them at any drugstore or cosmetic counter in 10 and 60 cent size jars. And now Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. Lorenzo has been trying to persuade Belle to give up her job at the women's club, and Belle has refused. But on Friday, when she came down with an attack of laryngitis, she had to give in. There's only one fly in the ointment. She was scheduled to make a speech at the club to 500 women, and Lorenzo was forced to take her place. Now in the Jones living room, we find Lorenzo and Belle. It's early evening.
When I finish this detective story, I'll start another and then take a look at the decline and fall, and by that time I'll be so exhausted that I won't be able to think. And I'll fall asleep before my head touches the pillow.
Now, darling,
unfortunately, I can't control my dreams. Nightmares is a better name for them.
Well, dear, I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
You what?
You made a very nice speech at the women's club. Now, I'm sure of it.
Oh. You weren't there, Belle.
No, that's true.
You didn't witness the fiasco.
Well, what happened?
Oh, no. I'd rather not talk about it.
Now, you've been saying that all weekend, and it's ridiculous. You'll feel much better if you get it off your chest.
No, I doubt it.
Besides, I talked to Miss Peabody, and she was quite complimentary. She said you had a very clear voice.
Enough, Belle. And besides, she left the platform before I made my speech. And as for the other women, they wouldn't tell you the truth. You're my wife.
Well,
I can't come to you and say, "Don't help your husband. What a fool of himself he made on Friday."
Now, I know you're exaggerating.
The only thing I can say in my own defense is that I didn't want to make the speech. It was your idea. You insisted on it.
But I couldn't help myself, darling.
That's doodle.
Well, it's true. I had laryngitis. I couldn't speak above a whisper. And somebody had to take my place. And then it was in my honor. A tribute to me for the work that I've done. And all I asked of you, dear, was that you get up and explain why I couldn't come and express my thing.
Yeah, let's change the subject. I'm getting the hot and cold waves.
Oh, dear.
I haven't blushed in 30 years. Well, since Friday night, I've made up for it.
All right. We'll talk about something else.
500 women gaping up at me. I can still see their faces and hear them chortling.
Why did they chortle?
Why, indeed. It was the introduction that got them started.
I don't know.
Mrs. Peabody introduced me as your lesser half.
Lesser? What of it, darling? Her humor is rather heavy-handed, but she means well.
Then I tripped over the podium.
Oh.
Naturally, I swore. I hurt myself.
Oh, no.
Now, that made me nervous. And I couldn't find my notes. I turned out all my pockets. And absentmindedly left them out.
Throughout the suit?
My tie, too. How that escaped from my vest is a mystery.
I see.
And by this time, they were all laughing. Screeching is more accurate.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about the suit when you got launched here?
Oh,
sure. Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Oh, the first three words stuck in my throat. And when I got them out, they wouldn't go away.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Ladies of the Women's Club, I said 5 times.
Not really.
And also Women of the Ladies' Club. That brought the place down.
Oh, darling.
Well, however, at last I got to you, why you weren't there. You wanted to come, I said, but unfortunately you were discomposed.
I was what?
Well, I meant indisposed. I also said you had laryngitis.
Oh, dear.
The words came out every which way. I couldn't get hold of them.
Well, did you finally pull yourself together?
No.
But what?
I might have succeeded, but some lantern-jawed creature in the front row kept repeating everything I said to her neighbor.
But why?
Search me. I'd say, it's a surprise to me to be here tonight. And she'd say, did you hear that? It's a surprise to him to be here.
What happened next?
Oh, don't ask. No.
But, dear, tell me.
My foot went to sleep.
What, dear?
Well, I had it sort of wrapped around the speaker stand, and when I moved it, pins and needles.
Well, I'm sure nobody noticed that.
And I wish I was sure. You know what happens with pins and needles? I couldn't put the foot down, and I couldn't pick it up. Darn thing kept jerking all over the place.
People laughed again?
Again. The wrong word. The laughter was continuous.
Well, it probably wasn't as bad as you think, Lorenzo. You know, an audience isn't conscious of details.
No.
They don't notice the little things.
Well, maybe.
It has to be something striking to catch their attention.
Well, I provided that.
You did?
What with the jumbled up words and my foot and my tie, I began to get thirsty.
Oh?
And there was a pitcher of water and a glass on the stand.
Well, you were entitled to a drink.
Yeah, I suppose so. But instead of the glass, I grabbed the pitcher.
The pitcher?
I saw a handle, and so naturally I connected with it. And down 2 slugs before I realized my mistake.
Oh, now that's absurd, Lorenzo.
I tell you, I was so nervous. I wasn't responsible.
But I... Well, I thought you were exaggerating, but... Well, Millie was there. Maybe I'll call her up and ask her what she thought.
Oh, no, please. If you have any regard for me, not while I'm here. I couldn't stand it.
All right.
And I have a request to make. Let's never mention the subject again.
I'm willing.
Just one ray of light in the whole business. You'll resign from the club and stay home as you used to do.
Yes, I promise you that, Lorenzo.
And I'll stay home, too. If I went out on the street, I might be recognized.
But, dear,
I could move to another town. Would you go with me, Ben?
Oh, now, stop it, Lorenzo.
500 women, all ha-ha-haing in different keys.
Now, nonsense.
And when they ha-ha'd, they shook. And when they shook, their hats shook with them. A hall full of heaving fronts and feathers.
Well, let's forget about it, dear.
Who's or something else I haven't told you?
Another mishap?
You might call it that. When I finished my speech, I had to go back to my seat on the platform.
Oh?
I got there all right, but those simpering battle axes were still applauding.
Well?
So I made them a bow before I sat down, and then I misjudged. Instead, I landed on Mrs. Prentice.
Oh, who?
She was sitting next to me.
Oh, really? Not in her lap, darling.
Well, just for a minute.
Oh.
And I jumped right up again. After that, I was on the receiving line and called everyone by her wrong name. I didn't even know Irma Barker. And when it was time to come home, I got in the taxi first and slammed the door just as Mrs. Prentice was following me.
Well, that must be all, Lorenzo.
Yeah.
You couldn't have made any other mistakes. If you had, don't tell me.
Yeah.
Still, dear, it was only a local meeting, and people have short memories.
What do you mean?
Well, they'll be amused for a while, and then they'll forget.
They may, but not yours truly. I won't leave town. That isn't practical, but I'm going to be incognito for a month at least.
Well, if you want to read, I have some letters.
Okay.
And we'll have an early dinner, so it's out of the way before the others arrive.
Who?
Well, you know him. Millie and Mac and Henry and the bosses. It's New Year's Eve, darling.
No. I just said that I don't want to see anyone.
I know, but that's ridiculous.
Oh, woe is me.
Now, they're your very good friends, dear. They won't laugh at you.
Who says so? Where's my book?
Right on the table.
Oh, Mother McCree, they're here already. I'll go to bed and you can regret my expects. Express my regret.
Now, Lorenzo, how can you be so upset? Nobody here's much to worry. I'll go, but you stay right where you are.
Mrs. Lorenzo Jones, is that right?
Sign here, please.
Oh. Okay. Happy New Year.
Yes, of course. Happy New Year. And, here you are.
Oh, thanks.
So long. It's for you, dear.
Don't run.
A box of flowers.
What? Nonsense. They must be for you.
Oh. Well, I didn't think of that. Well, it says Mr. Jones. Well, there must be a card inside.
Oh, darling, they're beautiful. A dozen... Two dozen of roses, Lorenzo. From the women's club.
Oh, don't mention that. Just because you were sick, it didn't come.
Yeah. No, the card says, Dear Lorenzo, and with many thanks for a delightful speech. You were the hit of the evening.
I was the what?
Wait a minute, there's more. So natural and charming and witty and completely at home in the face of all those women.
At home?
Wait a minute. Don't tell Belle, but they're all in love with you. May we ask you to speak at our next meeting in March? We'll all look forward to it. Yes. Regards to Belle. Hope she feels better. Signed by the whole group. Yeah.
I'm flabbergasted. But I wasn't embarrassed. I'm not a laughing stock.
Well, of course not.
Charming, witty, natural. I did make one or two funny cracks. I forgot to mention that. So that's why they laugh. And they're all in love with me. Well, that, I suppose, is an understatement. I mean,
obviously. Oh, undoubtedly.
The women's club. Do I have to be a woman to become a member, though?
So Lorenzo was a success after all. And more important, the little woman is in the home again. It looks like a happy new year for the Joneses. Now a message for every woman and girl in America from an authority on beauty long known as one of the five most experienced beauty experts in America, Beatrice E. Silvara.
Are you the girl who could be lovelier, quite another person, as the saying goes, if it weren't for neglect of your skin? Then let me tell you of a truly remarkable method of skin care I know you will want to start using at once. Especially if your skin is not as smooth and glowing, firm and soft as you'd like it to be. With this way of skin care, you use two unique and exquisitely delicate creams. First, Phillips Milk of Magnesia Cleansing Cream. And second, Phillips Milk of Magnesia Skin Cream. These are the only face creams made from genuine Phillips Milk of Magnesia. And here's what you do. First, to loosen and float away surface dirt from your skin, apply Phillips Milk of Magnesia Cleansing Cream. It liquefies instantly and leaves your skin feeling softer, smoother perhaps than it has for days. Then, as a makeup and powder base, use Phillips Milk of Magnesia Skin Cream. It helps to neutralize any excess fatty acid accumulations in the outer pore opening, removes oily shine due to excess oil accumulated on the skin, and softens dry roughness. It even seems to smooth out those tiny lines your skin may have. And to get its full neutralizing and beautifying effect, thousands of women use this skin cream as a delicate and utterly delightful night cream. Phillips Milk and Magnesia Skin Cream and Phillips Milk and Magnesia Cleansing Cream come in 10 and 60-cent jars. So try these creams today. Your nearest drugstore or cosmetic counter has them.
Listen in tomorrow at this time for the next episode of the story of Lorenzo Jones. Your announcer, George Putnam.